Hey, beautiful. Today is another Q&A day, and we have another beautiful loyal listener who sent in a message asking, how in the world do we know if we can truly forgive? How do we get there? How do we know we can get through this thing called betrayal? Well, today we're going to tackle that on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone, help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain, and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire.
How do you know that you are going to be capable or able to forgive and move forward? Even God gives us an excuse and a way out during something like this because it's so hard, it's so deep, even He understands. So how do you know that you can get there?
Thank you so much for that question. And I know this is a difficult topic. It is so hard when we have been betrayed to even begin to think about forgiveness. So I'm going to take this topic very, very seriously as I do all of them, but also be very careful because I really want you to hear the heart of God here. So first and foremost, I know that a lot of those who have walked the path of betrayal, the ones who are betrayed, have been told time and time again, just forgive and move on. Forgive and move on. And for that, I am so, so sorry. Because I know that this is not an easy road to travel. And just like you said in your question, we even have Jesus addressing this, right? We even have this escape, so to speak, should we seek to leave the relationship after infidelity? Because the Bible does plainly state that in the case of infidelity, you can leave the relationship. You can actually move through to divorce. So, yes, while we do have this way of escape, so to speak, does it really help us in the means of forgiveness? Just walking away from a relationship does not set us free from the devastating effects of betrayal. The trauma of betrayal has lasting effects unless we see to it, unless we heal from it and walk through the journey of recovery. So we can't sweep it under the rug. We can't just forgive and forget. And we can't just walk away and divorce and think, well, you know, now all my problems are going to be, you know, a bed of roses now. I can just kind of walk away and start over again and never have to remember that again. Well, I wish it worked that way, but it doesn't. We have a memory center. Our brains are fearfully and wonderfully made, and these things are actually etched within the body. The body actually does keep the score. So trauma in and of itself is housed within our brains and within our bodies, and it needs to be dealt with accordingly. So with that said, let me just say, when it comes to forgiveness, this is not a one and done. It is not an automatic for those who have been betrayed, and we should not ever expect someone to very quickly say, "I forgive you, let's move on." Now, in the beginning, that's exactly what I did, and it was a knee-jerk reaction because of a trauma response. I wanted everything to go away, and I wanted to salvage my relationship at all cost. And so the knee-jerk reaction was, "I'll forgive you, and we can move on." But that really wasn't the case. So how do we even begin to navigate this road of forgiveness? Well, we often think of forgiveness as being a personal process, a journey, and it is, but there are also those that say that nothing could be further from the truth. In reality, forgiveness is more like a transaction. Well, I believe that it's a transaction, but I also believe that forgiveness is also a journey. I don't believe that forgiveness is something that we do as a knee-jerk reaction, and then we just turn our heads away from it and move on. Because reality is, the trauma needs to be dealt with. We need to go through a journey so that we can arrive at peace. Now, when someone wounds us through betrayal, there is a huge debt that has incurred. And I mean a huge debt. But what is, or what would you consider to be, the fair compensation for the damages that you've suffered? Have you ever thought of it that way? Because when we've been wounded, we've been sinned against, there is now a debt that needs to be paid, correct? Yes, indeed. So what is the compensation for the damages that you've suffered? Fair question, right? What would be enough to heal the wounds that you've received? And how do you even get the one who has betrayed you to pay the debt? All good questions, right? The payment required to truly make us whole again is actually staggering. Think about it. The debt is staggering. The truth of the matter is, beautiful, there is no amount of apologies or forms of restitution from the offending party that could ever cover the cost of the sin of betrayal. Think about it. It can't be undone. They can't go back in time and change what has happened. They have betrayed you. That is the truth, and that must be faced. It must be acknowledged, accepted, looked square in the eyes for what it is, and recognized that no amount of groveling, no amount of apology, nothing can change that fact. However, I want you to know there is a powerful answer to all of the questions that I just gave you. You see, you said that God even gives us a way, right? Well, the truth is, God actually made a way by making payment in full for all of the wounds, the debts, the offenses that have been thrown your way, that have been incurred against you, that have wounded you so deeply. He paid for all of that over 2,000 years ago. And after all, this is how the greatest act of forgiveness in history is often referred to in Scripture. It's the cross of Christ. Jesus went to the cross for every pain and suffering that has been inflicted upon you. He paid the price. And while that may seem unfair, because you're looking at the one who's betrayed you and think, "Wait a minute, why does Jesus get to pay that cost for what they've done to me?" Because, beautiful, at the end of the day, the sins that you've also incurred in your own life, Jesus paid for those as well. He took those to the cross. He bore those sins on the cross. Now, we have a tendency to rate sin in society. We look at a little white lie, so to speak, as a minute little indiscretion. Then we look at maybe stealing as maybe a little bit more of an offense. But when it comes to betrayal or murder, those are the highest on the list, right? But at the cross, all sin is the same. A lie, a little white lie, is the same as murder. Stealing is the same as betrayal. They are all one in the same according to God. Now, man incurred a sin debt to God that ultimately required the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to balance that account. And on the cross, Jesus paid for all of our sins, including the ones that have wounded you so greatly. So when it comes to truly being able to forgive someone that has betrayed us, we must first shift our perspective in regards to how we believe the accounts are actually balanced. We have a tendency, once again, to think that they can repay us somehow, some way. And if they do, then we can extend forgiveness. But the truth of the matter is, they can't ever repay us for what they've done. So at the end of the day, beautiful, forgiveness is a choice that we make. It is a choice to unshackle ourselves from the agonizing trauma of betrayal. Forgiveness is not so much for the other person, but forgiveness, at the end of the day, sets you free from the trauma of betrayal. Forgiveness is for your benefit. It allows you to take the betrayer, the one who wounded you and hurt you so greatly, it allows you to take them off of your hook and place them onto God's hook and walk away and leave them there. Let God deal with all of the consequences that need to happen. And yes, there will be consequences that will be paid, that will have to take place. I know that because at one time I was the betrayer and there were consequences that I faced accordingly. So the betrayer does face their own consequences. They walk through the shame, the guilt, the condemnation. They fight the battles of the sin that they chose to walk in for a period of time. Now, by leaving them on God's hook, does that mean that there are no consequences and boundaries that you put in place? No, not at all. You need for yourself to walk through a healing journey so that you can get to the point of forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't usually happen at day one, on discovery day. I've never seen it truly happen that way. Now, we can say we're going to forgive on discovery day, like I tried to do, but really, that really wasn't the case. It was a knee-jerk reaction. I was no more ready to forgive at all. But later on, I started the process of walking through the path to forgiveness. And I equate forgiveness like an onion. It has layers to it. One day, we forgive the betrayer for betraying us. The next day, we may forgive them for utilizing our finances to go to the hotel to have the affair. 2 weeks down the road, you might forgive them for actually going to that hotel, and then so on and so forth. So forgiveness has layers to it. And again, it is a process. Now, I can tell you personally that even 4 years into my recovery with my husband, there are times that I catch myself forgiving him for something that creeps into my memory. Now, it doesn't sting like it used to, not at all, because when I chose to reconcile, I reconciled with a brand new person. I didn't reconcile with the person who hurt me, the one who betrayed me, the one who turned his back on me for a time. No, I reconciled with the one who was repentant, who truly turned away from his sin in remorse and sought God, who had a change of heart, a complete transformation, went through recovery and changed. That was the new person that I reconciled with. I'm a firm believer that we can't reconcile with the one who hurt us, but the one who truly seeks heart transformation through God and changes, yes, that's the one who we reconcile with, and that's why we can get to the point of forgiveness. So, to answer the tail end of your question, do I honestly believe that we can get to the point of forgiving the one who wounded us so greatly? Yes, I do. I believe with God's help that we can truly walk the road of forgiveness and we can finally lay it at His feet and forgive the one who offended us so greatly. I believe that we can place them off of our hook and put them onto God's. And I honestly believe with all my heart that we can reconcile with the new person who has asked for forgiveness. God has paid the debts of the betrayal, and then we are able to build a brand new relationship moving forward. And beautiful, I will say, if you're stuck in this process and you just don't know how to move forward, please reach out to me and set up a consult with me. I would love to talk to you about the possibility of working with you through this process. None of us have to stay in the grips of unforgiveness and bitterness. That's what the enemy wants to do, because as long as he keeps us there, we're in bondage to the trauma of the betrayal. But just like Jesus, when he was betrayed by all at the end of the day, and he was hanging on that cross by himself, he was able to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And beautiful, at the end of the day, that's exactly the truth. The one who betrays us, they don't know what they're doing spiritually. At that point, they are inside of an infidelity bubble and they don't see clearly. They really don't know the impact of what they're doing. Yes, they know they're hurting us. Yes, they know this is going to be wounding. But the effects, and as great as they are spiritually and in every other area of life, they really don't know the truth yet. But when they wake up from that infidelity bubble and they have turned in reconciliation to God and God begins to transform them, they truly get a glimpse of the impact of betrayal. That's what causes a true heart transformation. So at the end of the day, I believe we can get to the point as Jesus, and I believe we can have a better relationship on the other side. But it does take two. Can we forgive those who wound us if they don't seek reconciliation and they don't ask for forgiveness? Yes, we can still forgive. We can still move forward because once again, you're taking them off of your hook and you're putting them onto God's. If they choose to continue to live their life in sin, you can forgive them and you can walk away. But if they choose to turn from their sin and they choose to reconcile and they are brand new and you choose to do the same, then you both have a shot at a greater relationship. Through forgiveness and through reconciliation, though they're not the same, they are different. Forgiveness and reconciliation are different. But through them both, you can have a better relationship. So beautiful, I hope that helped you today. And I hope it helped quite a number of you that are struggling with the forgiveness journey. And again, if you are stuck in this, please reach out to me and let's talk about what we can do to get you unstuck so that you can finally heal from the devastating effects of betrayal. God wants to set you free and He wants you to have a beautiful future. So I hope to talk with you soon. And God bless. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.